Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday. Always nice to be able to say that one. In terms of performance here, not so nice of a day for the last 24. Most of the names that we typically look at in negative territory, US dollar and gold, the only two names in positive territory, the Russell 2000, the average S&P 500 stocks, and EFA. So developed markets rounding out our bottom three. In terms of notable chart action for the last 24 hours, as things load in here, the Dow Jones moving lower, reversing back down into a column of O's. However, it still does maintain a string of three consecutive buy signals here and is well within a positive trend. Support offered around 45,000, just above the middle of the trading band. So things, again, constructive here. The average stock mentioned that one is one of the bigger losers over the last 24. This one reversed down into a column of O's as well. Now seen just above the middle of the trading band with support around 7,300. So the average S&P 500 stock here, that's what we'll typically call this one, has lagged behind so far this year, up around 6.62%. Regardless, though, technical picture is still pretty strong. Next, the Nasdaq Composite. So some growth-focused areas reversed back down into a column of O's. Very similar picture here to some of the other names we've looked at. Support offered just below the middle of the trading band, and this is a constructive pullback here so far. Next, the Russell 2000. Small caps have perked up quite nicely, now up just over 8% so far this year. But getting a reversal back down out of heavily overbought territory to a chart reading of 2,400. Support offered just below the middle of the trading band. Man, I sound like a broken record this morning, around kind of 2,260. But again, you know, this is a constructive pullback here. We got the new all-time highs for the Russell 2000 here. So this is a positive pullback here. And we're looking for maybe this is the time to go out and pick and choose a handful of small cap stocks here. Next, gold, GC backslash on the platform here, reversed back down, or excuse me, back up, this one did, into a column of X's here around 3750 on our default chart. Technical picture is still strong, but we are overbought around current levels here for GC backslash. Regardless, though, this does put some support in just or above the top of the trading band here, so precious metals is still relatively strong. We'll wrap up with the US dollar, which was our kind of biggest gainer over the last 24 hours, getting a reversal back up into X's. However, we still maintain our negative trend, four consecutive sell signals, and are trading at and around kind of 2025 lows. Towards the downside, looking towards 96.50, that's going to be a significant point to watch going forward. Of course, a weaker US dollar is going to be a tailwind for international equities and kind of the likes of set commodities, so on and so forth. So this is something to watch here, and a fifth consecutive sell signal, a new 2025 lows would come around 96 there for the US dollar. All right, fun Friday, and just want to highlight this here, the Weight of the Evidence webinar. How could you miss it? It's on the Research Hub. It's in the report. It's a pop-up on the screen. Regardless, though, the Weight of the Evidence webinar, you can join myself, John Lewis, Phil McIntosh, and another kind of handful of NASDAQ people talking about the economic side of things. So it's going to be a good mix. We've done this in previous quarters, of course. Also, with that will be the big quarterly report that we put out each quarter. So it's going to be a good time. I hope everyone has a get that on their plan. You can register here, and there's also CE credit available. Again, it's next Thursday, the 2nd. All right, that'll do it for me here. Hope everyone has a nice weekend, and we'll be back again on Monday.